T-Mobile.
I wanted to play, go hit them little green balls again.
KZ4M Mobile.
Well, unless you're colorblind or something. Oh, man, I was giving you a hard time, Tom. Yeah, it might be the last time, but I'm going.
Actually, the day turned out quite nice for it. It sucked all day long, and then it gets down to right where I can't get out and do anything, and then it gets pretty.
My thermometer here says 64 degrees. I think it was 63 at the house. So it's somewhere right around there, and sun's shining, and of course, I don't start playing until 7:30, but I'm just going early. Some of the guys sent an email and said they were going to go early, and you know, if anybody wanted to come and just warm up, so we'll just hit around until until everybody gets there to play.
Sure. Well, I hadn't been on because I hadn't been out, and I just heard your voice come in. I had to respond to you, Bubba. Are you about there, or you just leave? Or did you just leave your house? I'm sorry.
Left the house, and so let's see. This is Tuesday, so y'all got class tonight. Are y'all gonna continue class?
We can continue it, but no, we're not having it tonight. It got canceled due to too many people having corona.
There's, to put things in perspective, my wife works for Prisma, and it's been 35 million cases of the flu, and about 5,800, a little over 5,800 cases of the coronavirus, so kind of puts things in perspective for you, at least at this moment in time.
Before BSA?
Before CBA, I guess, Tom must have got a phone call.
Hey, I am actually a nurse as well. It's an AM operator. I was wondering about your stats, and not from a doubting perspective. I just wondered where you got them, and because I'd love to get them. Over W4BFA.
The coronavirus on the computer is 58.23 at the time, at the moment, which is about an hour ago. So I don't know. She must have been on the Center for Disease Control, CDC, so website, I imagine.
Well, I don't want to, throw gasoline on a fire, but the CDC is way off base on a lot of their stats lately. I can only remember that in 2009, 12,000 people died from the H1N1 swine flu. So I keep that in my mind when I look at what's going on now.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's not anything to be worried about. I'm just putting it in perspective. In regards to the flu, I mean, it's a virus, just like a cold, and that's the way you get it. And just like a cold, you can get it again. So, you know, you just have to be diligent, you know, and do what they're saying on what the governor's asking us to do. And if you just saw that on TV a few minutes ago. And, you know, and the biggest thing, wash your hands. Stay out of, you know, large groups of people. And wash, keep them out of your nose, mouth, and eyes. and that's the best prevention right now.
That's actually correct. As a registered nurse, I can tell you that washing our hands, we actually did a study, it's been a long time ago now, but it's just as appropriate today as it was 20-plus years ago. As you wash your hands during the day, hand washing number 6, you know, I'm talking about over a few hours, is the last one that actually reduces pathogens from your hands. But the first one of the day can be very critical because it starts the reduction of pathogens from your hands. Of course, remember, the pathogens includes, ordinary antibiotics that antibiotics handle, of course, and viruses are not killed by antibiotics. Some folks think they are, they're not. But it's a thing you do over time that works well. So wash your hands, all right, but wash your hands every chance you get. W4BFA.
Yeah, well, you know, like for me, I'm at the house all day pretty much these days, and I wash my hands several times, but, and I'm the only person there. But, you know, you can go get the mail and get the virus on your hands. You get a package in the mail, or package, you know, UPS or whatever, and get the you know, the virus on your hands. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can get it just being in the house. So you have to be cognizant of that, and they always tell me if you just sing happy birthday, you know, normal speed, like you would if you're singing it to somebody for their birthday, that's about the length of time you need to wash your hands. So, I think it's about 20 seconds.
The 20-second rule is probably the least amount of time you want to wash your hands. 1 to 2 minutes. That's what we did for surgery. I'm an OR operating room nurse. That's what we did prior to scrubbing into surgical procedure. We scrub our hands, go in, put on a gown, a sterile gown. And then put on at least one, and usually I double gloved, so I had 2 gloves on during when I was scrubbed in with a surgeon. And it's one of those things that you just can't. It's impossible to be too careful. But, you know, most people, today I'm retired, and I'm not going to wear surgical gloves around the house, and probably you're not either. But you do need to think about inquire if you're getting packages, where they came from, if your packages came straight from China, and I have received packages here at my home. They came, were shipped straight from China, and today I would wear protective gloves when I opened them. Over.
Bad idea. I don't wear gloves when I open out packages, but probably should. We get a lot of stuff sent to us. It's just more convenient, and a lot of times it's cheaper. Same product is cheaper than you can buy in any store, and the shipping's free. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win. So, but anyway, but yeah, we'll see what happens the next 2 or 3 weeks, and it'll kind of tell the tale where this thing's going, how fast it's going to move, and how many people it's going to infect, and that kind of thing. And you know, I feel for the folks that have problems, you know, especially COPD patients and people like that, heart patients, and that get this virus, because that's what complicates things a lot. But anyway, you know all that stuff. I'm going to hit a tennis ball. Then there, KZ4M. This is KB4CBA. I don't know where he went to, but I guess he got a phone call or something.
Sorry. I had to duck out a few minutes there, so I didn't catch your last, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes of transmissions. W4BFA.
There wasn't anything that you don't already know. So other than I'm going to hit a tennis ball. That's where I'm headed. And we'll be outdoors, and you know, so hopefully I won't be exposed. I guess I'm taking a little bit of a risk, but we're playing double, so there'll be four of us on the court.
Truth is, four of you probably aren't at any great risk at all. While a lot of people deny it, the H1N1 swine flu in 2009 killed over 12,000 people in the U.S. So I don't think this one's on their way to do that. So we'll see, I guess. But enjoy yourself, and just be careful. Your biggest risk is driving to and from your match.
If you rode with me, you'd probably agree. I mean, you know, I definitely agree, because no, I'm kidding. I'm a good driver. I drive a Mustang, though. Then it'll get up and go. It's a lot of fun to drive. Well, you have a good one. I am backing into the parking place here, and I'm going to see what kind of trouble I can get into on the courts. Good talking with you, 73. So this is KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, this is W4BFA. Clear, and enjoy your game, W4BFA.
KD, KC, 4S, KD, and 4MNN. 4MNN, clear.
4NM, W4BFA, go ahead. Whiskey 4 Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha. Say again your call.
This is Fred Easy Freeway, faggot.
Sorry, I could not copy your call sign. Say again, please. Slowly. W4BFA here.
It is Freddy, the freeway faggot.
You don't have a call sign. State your emergency, please.
I don't do that. I'm looking for a lover.
Okay, I never copied your emergency call. If you don't have a license to operate on ham radio frequencies, you must have an emergency to transmit here. Over.
4 UPY.
4 UPY. excuse me. Sorry. W4BFA. Go ahead.
W4BSA, KN4 UPY. It sounds like some kids got a hold of a maybe HT or something in there. I just heard that as I was scanning through, and my radio just happened to pop on frequency when all that was going down. So I heard that also. I was very curious to see what was going on.
I don't think, I think you're probably on the money there. I don't think there was any kind of serious thing there, but I thought I would challenge them based on the fact that, you know, if you have an emergency, you can certainly transmit on the ham bands, but of course they hadn't a clue, so that told us pretty much all we needed to know. Are you actually in Virginia, or have you moved further south? Over.
Actually in Anderson. This is Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. His name is Anson here. Alpha November, Sierra Oscar November.
I copied your call sign incorrectly, so... I apologize for that. I think you're on the money as far as what was going on there. But you know, you never know. Anyway, there we are. W4BFA.
Well, you have yourself a good one. I just heard that in there, and that sounded like there were kids in the background, so that's what I was thinking I was hearing also. But anyway, you have yourself a bust one there. 73's to you, my friend there. Nice to talk to you and make contact with you. And I'm going to go back to surfing the frequencies. Again, have a good one. W4BSA, I believe this is Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee.
Okay, UPY, look forward to talking to you later, if possible, and I've been derelict, I have to admit. I haven't been listening as often as I should, but I'm going to try to correct that in the future. So anyway, W4BFA, KN4UPY, talk to you later, bye.